Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Eddie, before I get to, whether or not you want a caddy for me when they when we play nine.
I get the seventh hole, okay? That's it. Dog leg left.
Yeah. that wicked eighth, Eddie, is kind of a little bit of a treacherous approach there at the eighth. What the heck are they now up to with this one? I mean, now, they want to start Syndergaard, start him. What is the point of this thing?
Yeah, as best I can figure, this got screwed up by DeGrom getting sick. I think originally they were going to put Syndergaard in on Saturday, which they're still going to do.
Okay, so?
But DeGrom was going to pitch Friday. They don't want to mess with him at all, which I understand.
Okay.
Gesellman was supposed to pitch Saturday, and Harvey was going to go Sunday.
Okay.
But now Gesellman is pitching tonight
because
DeGrom is sick, and he's not pitching until Sunday. Harvey's going to go tomorrow. So they kept Syndergaard on the same day, and they want him to start because they want him to prep like it is for a start. They don't want to have him come in and not have it be a clean inning if he comes out of the bullpen. So they're going to start him in the first inning. But
it makes Harvey look like a horse's ass.
Sandy was asked about, here's the thing that, he's going through a few problems. I think we've seen that.
What are you doing to Harvey? You got to make it more, it almost embarrasses him.
They said he agreed to it, so what's he going to do or say at that point?
It's almost embarrassing. You're almost making Harvey a sympathetic figure here. It's almost like they're embarrassing him. Yeah. They really are.
Yeah, I mean, Syndergaard's going to pitch an inning, and that's 10 pitches, 20 pitches, doesn't matter. He's going to pitch an inning, period. And if it's a quick inning, he's out of there. But, to me, I don't know.
It's almost like Harvey doesn't count anymore. That's what it's because he's like an aside. What about his warm up? What about his preparation? I mean, it's almost like he doesn't. Yeah. It's almost like he doesn't count.
Yeah. I mean, you can warm up as if it's a start. It's just you're not going in the first inning.
Right, but what if the first inning takes a half hour or something?
That's the thing. That's the problem. Yeah, I agree. Listen,
it's almost like he's an aside, though. It's almost like now he doesn't count. That's how I would take it. What am I an aside now? I don't count anymore.
I think what they were doing, and like I said, Saturday was Syndergaard's day. I don't think they wanted to move him off that because they had set him up for this with the simulated game and all the stuff they went through with him. And then when it got moved, and it was supposed to be Gesellman, they weren't that concerned with Gesellman if he came in because he's worked out of the bullpen before. Whatever,
What about this Collins retirement nonsense? We all know they don't want Collins back. I mean, we all know they've never talked to him about coming back. So I understand they're going to make it look like it's are they going to try and tell everybody that it's his idea when we all know he'd come back in a heartbeat if they'd let him.
Yeah, I think, again, when you get down to it, and Sandy said, they're going to talk about it at the end of the season, we knew he was going to say that. Terry didn't want to talk about it either. I don't blame him. But they'll probably broach it that way. Listen, if you want to say you're retiring, that's the way we'll go about it. But I honestly don't – see, to me, I don't know what Terry wants to do. I'm saying if he's not coming back here, I don't know what he wants.
I don't know if he'll retire or not. But we all know, though, that he's not retiring. They don't want him back.
Right.
They're trying to make it look like he wants to retire. Maybe he doesn't want to retire.
Yes. Well, exactly. That's precisely right.
Typical Mets. Just be honest. You're telling us. We all know the truth. They think they're fooling somebody. You're not fooling anybody.
No, especially when you look at, an 80 or probably 90 loss season, can move on from a manager after that.
Well, also, they said, none of it's his fault. He never had a chance. The last 30 days, they haven't even had a team.
I think we all understand that, but I'm just saying that they could, it's easy for an organization to say, we had this kind of season, everything went wrong, we're going to move on. That's, and move on. That's it. Don't say, he's retiring. And I honestly don't know. I haven't spoken to Terry about that as to what he wants to do, whether he wants to be you know, what he's done before, and that's be a, you know, a great organizational guy in the minor leagues, and you know, be a minor league coordinator. Whether he wants to manage again, I don't know at this point. You know, and maybe he does want to retire and go home. I'm not sure, but you know, I think we all know that they were going to make the move, and you know, this, that's kind of a smokescreen. So
yeah, we all know it's a bunch of nonsense, but what else is new? I mean, you know, it's been the, I mean, anything else? Is there anything, is there any bright spot you can tell me about with this team? Is there anything that's been even remotely a bright spot?
I guess you could probably say that, that maybe Dominic Smith has probably, you know, opened up a few. When he came up, I think everyone was saying, oh, God, look at this guy. You know, he's not going to be what everyone thought he was going to be. But I think he's made some improvements. I think.
So he's looked better? Yeah. Has he hit better
lately?
Yeah,
no, he has. I think he has. I think,
is Nimmo a real prospect or not?
I don't think so, Mike. I mean, okay. I think he is a fourth outfielder, but I like him. I know they like him because of his approach. You know, he really knows the strike zone well, and he doesn't swing pitches outside of the strike zone. He can drive the ball a little bit. I don't think he'll ever have great power, but he did a great job as a pinch hitter last year for a young kid, and he's played pretty well this year. He really has. But I don't know if he's an everyday player. It's one of those guys you kind of waver between, you know, kind of a tweener like AAA Major League. I think it's kind of the same thing. I think he's a fourth outfielder, but I think he could be a valuable guy too. He's a guy you could keep around here for, you know, a lot of reasons.
So, all right, I mean that makes sense. So, are we expecting any announcement about Collins sometime soon? Or are they going to just drag this on to the end of the season?
I think it's going to go to the end of the year, and you're probably, you know, the week after you know, when the wild card games are going on. I would imagine that they're going to make some kind of announcement then. That's my assumption. That's the way they're approaching it anyway. So I don't think we're going to hear anything before then or on the final day in Philadelphia. So I assume it's going to come shortly after that.
All right, Eddie. Thanks. Enjoy your weekend, Eddie.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, Eddie. See, we'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.